In this day and age, just use AI seems to be a common response when people need a quick and easy solution to make digital art. There's currently no protection for AI-generated art in Aotearoa, but commercial law professor Alex Sims believes such copyright laws could be possible. But whose art is it really? I spoke to Alex about the complexities and grey areas of AI-generated art, and how copywriting needs to be approached, and how artists who create their own works without being aided by AI are already affected. How do current laws in Aotearoa, New Zealand, treat AI-generated content, and how is it different from other countries?
Okay, so in Aotearoa, New Zealand, we haven't had a case yet, so I'm just using the principles of copyright law. So and I'm an expert in copyright law, and so this is how other things have been treated. So everything going to plan will be the same treatment. Let's just say it's always complicated. I mean, first of all, is that some other countries require a human author, for example, the United States, whereas in New Zealand, you can actually have a computer-generated work. So it can be computer-generated, which an AI-generated work is. But we've still got rules in New Zealand about a work needs to be original. And in the Act, the Copyright Act, it says original means it's not copied from somewhere else or it's not infringing. Now, one of the actually sort of a side issue with AI-generated works is a lot of creators are claiming copyright infringement, because what is happening is that a whole lot of their works are being scooped up and used as training data, and then the AI is using little bits of all those different works or drawing inspiration to create a work, an image or text or something like that. But what's happening is unless you can point to an existing work and say, well, look, you've copied that because it's identical or very similar, and if you saw the two, you'd go, well, yeah, it's been copied, there would be copyright infringement there, and the work that was being generated by AI would have no copyright infringement. But most of what we're talking about, that's not the case. So there's no identifiable work actually being copied. And copyright law has always allowed those works to be protected by copyright. So you've got that. Now, another part of copyright law, which isn't actually in the Act, but it's what the courts have said over decades, is that you need to do something more. So you need to either have spent a lot of time and effort or money involved in creating it, or it's got to be the result of skill and judgment. And so if you've got just a basic prompt, like, you know, a red chicken in the garden with the sun shining and trees and stuff, well, there's no skill there. There's no effort, because you just put that in and it popped, an image pops out. But if you've done, you know, a very complicated prompt and you've told exactly what to do and, you know, how to set it out and the different techniques and used, well, that's sort of skill and labour. And so potentially that's protected by copyright. There's also a case of what some people will do is they will generate an image, and then on some of the programs or the Gen AI platforms, it allows you to modify it so you can keep on using prompts to make changes to it. And if you do that enough times, well then, you know, you've spent a lot of effort doing that and maybe some skill, so that would be protected as well. But another sort of quick thing, and this is why it's complicated, is even if you have copyright protection, it still won't be protected the same as if you had done that drawing by hand or on a computer with like Photoshop or something, and whatever program you're using, and created it, you know, from scratch. And that's because computer-generated works in New Zealand are not protected for as long. So they're only protected at the moment for 50 years, at the end of the year in which it's created. But if you are, say, a graphic designer and you've done it from scratch, it'll be protected for your life plus 50 years. So that could be, depending on when you create it, when you die, it might be over 100 years. You also won't get moral rights in it either. So if you are a painter and you've painted a painting and then someone goes and makes some changes to it and it harms your reputation as a painter, then you can complain about that, but you don't get that with moral rights. And also another thing with it is because in New Zealand, the level of originality will also dictate the breadth of protection. So the more original something is, the wider it is protected. And likewise, if it's not much originality, it will be protected a lot lower, which would mean that you'd have to effectively almost copy something to infringe. Now, even if someone has spent, you know, time and creating a nice prompt with a whole lot of, you know, special effects and things in it, it's still not the same as someone creating something from scratch. And so my argument in that case is that the AI-generated works will basically only be protected basically for a copy of it, whereas if it had been generated by an artist by themselves, they would be able to stop someone using something that, you know, was substantially different, but it was still a copy.
How can... Okay, I don't want to say real artists, but yes, real artists. How can real artists who don't use AI to make their art, how can they raise awareness of the problems that could come along with, you know, the rise in AI art?
Well, yeah, it's a really good point. I think what they need to do is emphasise that they are not using AI. And I do think that if you're not using AI and it's something that is generated by a human and it looks like it's been generated by a human, then that will have value. Because effectively now, if something's AI generated, I and other people think it's worthless. But also is that if you are a real artist, as I said, you don't want to be creating art that looks as though it's being created by AI, because, you know, if it looks like it is, then it's worthless. And a quick sort of story about that, this happened a couple of years ago, but when AI generated images were quite new, there was an artist who was a digital artist, because there's lots of digital artists before AI came along, and they were on a Reddit group, and one of the rules there was that no AI generated work could be put up in the on the Reddit threads, whatever. And someone put their work up and they were kicked off for a month. And when they got back on, they said, no, it was not AI generated. They'd spent, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks doing this. But the thing is, it looked like it was AI generated. And so someone like that then needs to change their practice so that it doesn't look like it's AI generated. And in some ways, this is not new. I mean, when sort of industrialization came along and you had mass-produced products, then the products that were made by hand, they had the value. And so, sure, there might be fewer people, but people will still be willing to pay, you know, to create it, to buy it. I think companies and other organizations who do use, you know, artists, graphic artists a lot, they can also say, you know, look, we're not using AI, we're using, you know, human artists as well. And so maybe that's a thing for consumers and things is, if you know someone is using, you know, AI, maybe don't buy their products. Buy the products of people that are, you know, actually supporting humans to make art.
And what are some other ways that this could jeopardize the careers of human artists?
Well, I think it's already. So, for example, graphic artists, a lot of them are doing work on computers. And, you know, if you're doing something on a computer, it can basically be reproduced by AI. So I think maybe, you know, they need to change. This is going by history, because if you know about history, that really helps you sort of predict the future. And we've already had something similar. So back, you know, 100-odd years ago, there were lots of musicians, okay? Musicians everywhere, because everything, there was no recorded music. So you'd have, you know, a pianist in the hotels, all of the movies, that was all being played by orchestras and things like that. And so there were lots and lots and lots of jobs for musicians. And then when recorded music came along, then they didn't need to have live players all the time. So the number of musicians, they just lost their jobs, okay? There was, I mean, tens, if not hundreds of thousands in the US alone just lost their jobs. And I think, unfortunately, you know, this will happen with, you know, graphic artists and other people like that. There'll still be some, there'll be superstars, that's what it will create, and not so many. So it will become more of a hobby for people. But again, we've seen this before in other professions and occupations.
Are there any already existing laws that would consider AI the author rather than the individual who typed the prompt in?
Well, that's, laws can be changed as well. I mean, we could have the Copyright Act, because what I've written on is just using, you know, what the Copyright Act says. And it could be a policy decision just saying that, look, if you're using generative AI to create something, then there's no protection whatsoever. And they could do that. But the problem you get into, though, is a practical one, is where is the line between AI-generated and human? Because people are using, say, I think it's Photoshop and other things, which has got AI in it to touch up things they've actually created. Is that okay? Because it's got some AI in it. So the lines become quite blurry.
And what laws can Aotearoa make on this topic, and how would they address the blurred lines and grey areas?
Well, it could make saying that if it's AI, if it's substantially AI generated, you know, i.e. used through a prompt, then there could be no copyright in it, which you could do. But also the other issue with making laws, because I am a lawyer, is that, and especially with the Copyright Act, is they tend to be technologically neutral, because you don't want to be responding to each new technology as it comes along. And so, to be honest, I haven't really thought that far ahead. I don't quite know how you'd phrase it, but it's not easy. But also, is that each country has their own laws for copyright. Mind you, this might be too much detail, but while each country has its own laws, and we will protect works, for example, created in the US, but only if a US copyright owner is suing in New Zealand, then we only apply New Zealand law. So in that case, if we said no copyright in any AI-generated images in New Zealand, well, that would be the same as in the US. So that wouldn't make much difference. Sorry, it's actually really, really complicated. But it is, you know, time, I think, that to have a discussion about what we actually want. And I do think there is a place for valuing humans. And also, just as a sort of aside, and it's something I didn't actually put in my original article, just to due to length, is that we've also got an issue about, do we want to have or allow people to get copyright over AI-generated images of people? Because I think there's something special about people. And in fact, I just saw today, this morning, there was a thing about Will Smith, who had taken a alleged photograph of people at a concert he was at or played at, and people are saying, well, look, this is, you know, clearly AI-generated footage.
That was Professor Alex Sims on copywriting AI-generated art. We'll be right back after this short break, so keep it on the B.